1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Severe weather warnings today in Arkansas and throughout the Ohio Valley. It's the third straight day that millions of people are at risk from extreme weather. Michigan and the Midwest hit hard last night. A FedEx facility in Portage, Michigan was destroyed. Powerful storms on Monday in Oklahoma killed one person and devastated an area that Governor Kevin Stitt toured.
We just toured the damage here, probably 60, 70 homes that were totally destroyed, And I think the count's up to probably 350 or so statewide now.
President Biden will be in Racine, Wisconsin today, announcing a Microsoft investment to build a new facility to the same site where then-President Trump once announced an investment by Foxconn to build a facility that did not come to fruition. Former president's criminal hush money trial resumes tomorrow. The U.S. has paused weapons shipments to Israel over concerns the weapons could be used in the Gaza city of Rafah. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden in Wisconsin today announcing a huge expansion of Microsoft's footprint in Racine County. But Biden has work to do with Democrats on his support for the Israeli war in Gaza.
Remember, looking back to the primaries in Wisconsin and Michigan, we saw those protest votes over this issue when it comes to President Biden. That is a huge warning sign for the president in these critical battleground states where a few thousand votes, as we saw last election, could really decide it all.
Reporter Rachel Scott in Washington. Wisconsin is getting almost $18 million from Washington to fight fentanyl and opioid abuse. Senator Tammy Baldwin chairs a key appropriations subcommittee. She says communities on the front lines need resources to fight the epidemic. The money comes from the state opioid response grant program. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. The Mount Horeb School District used money from the Wisconsin Office of School Safety to prepare for emergencies. The fund provided training for staff in case of a school shooting and allowed for digital blueprints of the school to be made so police could quickly see a clear layout of the buildings from the outside. The school district is being praised for its response after a student fired a pellet gun outside the middle school last Wednesday. People who want to get rid of their guns will have a chance next month. Covenant Lutheran Church in Stoughton is hosting what it calls a Safe Surrender of Firearms event the morning of June 8th. It's designed to be a safe, secure opportunity for people to hand over unwanted guns. Usable metal pieces will be saved and recycled into things like garden tools or other things. Ammunition will not be collected at this event. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The crew is coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers wrapping up a road trip. They open a four-game set tomorrow against the St. Louis Cardinals at American Family Field in Milwaukee. The Brewers with a dramatic come-from-behind win last night when Willy Adames comes up with a three-run homer, a called shot in front of Royals fans to win 6-5 in KC. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
I mean, that's playing all nine. When you play all nine, you got a chance every pitch, and it came down to the last pitch. I mean, it was like, that I just see that. It was a cool moment.
NFL, the Packers' regular season schedule, not to be released now until sometime next week, maybe Wednesday, May 15th. The Packers hoping to improve even more on offense.
You're always, always looking to take the next step. You have to keep evolving, and so it's just a matter of what's our best next step.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms by mid to late afternoon. Our high today is 74 with wind east at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, thundershowers, 48. Tomorrow, clouds and showers in the morning. Some clearing by late afternoon with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Save big money on everything for your next project at Menards. Spring is here, making it the perfect time for outdoor projects. Suncast storage sheds are an excellent solution for protecting outdoor lawn and gardening tools. They're easy to assemble, and the all-weather construction provides water resistance and UV protection. Save big on Suncast storage sheds. View our selection of Suncast products today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, public cervix announcement at 11:33 with Dr. Laura Hanks. Send in your questions to janesays@civicmedia.us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
This morning, Stormy Daniels took the stand to do what she does best, and that's spank Donald Trump. The fireworks started before the court was even called to order, right? Because at 7:30 a.m., Trump put up this now-deleted post. I have just recently been told, who is the witness today? This is unprecedented. No time for lawyers to prepare. No judge has ever run a trial in such a biased and partisan way. Wait a second. No time. Did you just say no time to prepare? It did not occur to you or your lawyers that the Stormy Daniels hush money trial might involve an appearance by Stormy Daniels?
That's what I said yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Chris, who tweeted, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself. Ask not what your country can do for you. Spank me with a magazine with my face on it."
Bullwinkle.
No, I know who did that.
I did that. I got it. Look at Fred Gutenberg, among other people, retweeted. Our beloved Fred Gutenberg said, "Oh, my God, this from Stephanie Miller Show is the funniest and most horrifying tweet. In addition to spanking, let's not forget that she reminded him of his daughter."
Ugh.
Oh, and let's not forget we have the only president that matters sitting in the White House. Yes, we do, Fred. Thank you. Compare and contrast. Joe Biden gave a fantastic, President gave a fantastic speech about anti-Semitism and the whole blah, blah, blah. And then.
I just think I'm going to
spank me in the face with a magazine?
Not his face. No, spank him in the butt with his face on the magazine.
Oh.
Magazine with
it's
his face.
It's even weirder.
On it. Freud's like, I'm out. Ew! Jody, can we have you talk amongst yourself? Ew! You're trying to... You look like my daughter.
Ugh.
Oh, God, there's so much ick. I can't...
And he stopped her from leaving the room, it sounds like.
Yeah, I mean, she's... I thought, as a lot of analysts said, she was very credible. And I get the judge, saying some of this is too much detail when sustaining objections, but first of all, she's an adult film star talking about having sex. The trial is about her having sex with Donald Trump. So, of course, there's going to be...
The trial is about the payment.
Right.
Well, yes, but you have to establish, because his defense is I've never met her, and I have no idea who she is. So, of course, there has to be.
Yeah.
Joyce fans had a great hang on once. Hold, please, talk amongst yourself.
You only printed 9 pages of Twitter.
Not that.
That's okay.
just printing my own that got so many likes.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, right.
That's the only one that matters.
Great presidential quotes in history, because we live in the grossest, stupidest timeline ever.
Yes.
Joyce Vance said the judge is sustaining the defense's objections to the prosecution questions or Stormy's responses about details of her sexual encounter with Trump. But that comes at a cost for the defense, because it makes them look to the jury like they have something to hide.
Exactly. Too many objections.
It was embarrassing. Yeah. It was personally embarrassing to him, as it should be, because he's a gross, vomitous skeezball. mean, it's just, this whole thing, like all of the, you're right. We didn't even need the details about the tiny mushroom penis because it was just
teeny tiny.
But anyway, I thought she was honest about saying she didn't feel threatened or, you know, she wasn't.
She still didn't feel like
she's never claiming sexual assault. But yeah, it was icky. It was, what did he say? This is how you get out of the trailer park.
Yeah, something like that. It's like,
put you on the apprentice, you know, like he just, and of course, what she lied about. Oh my God. He stiffed her in more ways than one.
Mm. He wasn't that stiff, was he?
God. What did she, was that an actual question? What was the length of your relationship? And she said about a minute. We're staring at the ceiling. Of course, missionary. Oh, God. And then he calls her a honey bunch. Mary Trump said, ew. I have to tell you, that's like our family's term of endearment. How many times has he called Ivanka? Oh,
I just think I'm gonna buy.
You would not believe how much gayer I am than I was yesterday. This is why I'm wearing Love Trump's Hate, my gay shirt, because
it says conquers. Thank God. Huh? It says love conquers hate, which is a much better word.
Yeah. Pardon me. Yes. All right. Also, I'm wearing this for you, Chris. You want to know why? Because I watched the Tom Brady roast on Netflix, and it was funny, but. Oh, my God, straight men engage in a lot of homophobic humor.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, my God, that whole macho sports.
This is news for you?
Well, I've never watched a whole thing. I'm like, there's so many jokes about Tom Brady being gay, which he's obviously not. He's but, not. Like, oh, I get it. That's a joke because, ha, 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 that'd be terrible if he was.
Back in the 70s, they'd use the F word for gay men.
Well, that's what I get the Bill Burr routine now about, you know, men of a certain age. That's like a huge part of our vocabulary. And we're trying to, you know, I mean, nobody, thank God, used that word.
But something that gay guys have dealt with for decades.
I know, but I was like, just struck by it. I was like, oh, my God, if you could count the number of homophobic jokes about, you know.
It's wrong.
I mean, I don't one like, of them that's stuck in my head. Like, who's that big guy? General. Gronk.
Not since Dean Martin.
The big, like, you know, wide receiver. But he was, so he was doing his, you know, like, they all did jokes about Tom Brady being gay, you know, because he's pretty. And the, I don't know whatever the whole theme was. But then he was, like, there's someone specific guy they were saying, you know, is Tom Brady's lover. And then, you know, they cut to the guy. And they're everyone's laughing, like. And but anyway, the grunt, he's like, then he's going, yeah, there they are, two gay lovers. And he's like, he did this thing, like with his hands. And I just was like, oh, I see. And that's uproariously funny.
No, it's not. I find it
because the joke, see, Chris, is it would be hilarious and horrible. If a professional athlete were actually gay.
I've been hearing this for decades. It's
you know, I feel
news.
Like what you need to do is go to sexyliberal.com. Yes. If you would like to see how funny comedy can be without homophobia and sexism and racism, check it out. Sexyliberal.com. Okay. We are off to Madison on this Saturday. Yep. It's very, very exciting. Yeah. No, it was, and I've met Nikki Glaser. She's hilarious. She got a standing ovation. It was filthy, as Rose are. It was filthy and, you know, somewhat.
And
a lot of it
Rose.
Was hilarious.
I'm just not,
Yeah. And Kevin Hart is 3 inches tall.
He's so small.
So small. Maybe it's because there's a lot of big football guys, but he's literally like.
Well, I mean, him and The Rock. I mean, you can see that when they're together.
Right.
Yeah. This morning Joe was talking
about
that.
Oh, there were a lot of jokes about him being gay with The Rock, too. Oh, yeah, sure. A lot of gay jokes, yes.
This morning Joe was talking about that roast, and they said the roasts were only funny when Carol Burnett was doing them in the 70s. I'm like,
Carol Burnett never did them.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't think
totally
she
not her
did
kind
the
of humor.
Dean Martin did them.
Right.
Yeah. But and Carol she might have been on one of them.
I can't imagine her.
I have them
roast.
At home. Should I watch all of them?
Well, no. It's just that's not her.
Is that
kind
my homework?
Of,
you can still.
That's not her kind of humor.
You can still print all of Twitter, right?
Right.
Oh yeah, and get stories and edit soundbites. Sure, and then watch all the episodes of Dean Martin's roasts over the years.
That's just not her kind of humor.
I was
see
thinking
her
of
doing that.
You know how?
No, she never did a roast.
I was thinking of Hal Sparks and John Fugelsang, and you know, is not just straight guys, but super great looking straight guy. They're hilarious. You know, punching up. Like none of, you know what I mean? You can, it's this whole like, whoever, Seinfeld, Bill Maher whining about, you know, wokeness killing comedy and go to a sexy liberal show. You'll see how hilarious it is. And you don't, guess what? You don't have to engage in that kind of punching down and homophobia and whatever. I mean, it's weirdly, Chris, it's a whole host of other subjects to talk about.
Yes.
Okay.
Like teabagging and
Boberding.
Oh my God! Even Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck. What is?
What happened to Ben? What did he do now?
The coach was there. Bill Belichick, and he was. I don't know. Whatever their whole spat was. I don't support the sports anyway.
Oh, I'm hearing.
Talk to Carlos.
Sports.
He left
Bill Belichick.
Something.
Talk to Carlos about it. Yes.
Carlos is coming up in hour three.
Does not engage in homophobic humor.
No, he does not.
Anyway, he said something about how Belichick treated Tom Brady, and he said, if you were my quarterback and got that many rings, you know, here's the one. And he went, like he was doing, like, you know, he was.
Fellatio.
Yes.
That's the correct word.
Tom Brady. I was like, what is happening to the world? When did this become? Okay. Yep, here it is. This is the timeline we live in. Daniels recounts her famous story about spanking Trump with a roll-up magazine, swirling the imaginary magazine above her head on the witness stand. Question, where did you swat him? A, right on the butt. Also, by the way, she said he behaved much better after she spanked him. So there's something the judge might want to consider in addition to a gag order. In addition to jail, I'm just saying.
He's that guy. Did you ever watch Billions? Have you ever seen this TV series Billions?
No.
Oh. There's a whole bunch of that sort of thing, especially season one with Paul Giamatti's character.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. Whole storyline about it.
Okay. Black Knight, our friend, says, what kind of weirdo tells an adult film star she reminds him of his daughter before trying to sleep with her? Ugh. Trump. Trump's that kind of weirdo.
Ew.
We kind of knew that before, didn't we?
We did. But still,
I know. But you know what, Chris? I think this is why, you know, by all reports, he is just in hell, which could not make me happier, because this is all the stuff he didn't want to come out. All this. Yep. This is all why he's still lying about this and why he paid hush money, because this is all icky, gross, right? Like personal behavior stuff. Oh, my God. Who was the whole don't worry about Melania? We don't even sleep in the same bedroom. I'm like,
no.
First of all, speaking of macho male humor. Straight maggot guys, satin pajamas. Oh my God! Have you?
That's just
So silk or satin pajamas. I picture that picture. You know the picture of him from I don't know when it is. He's wearing a little girly white silk like nighty. It's not a robe.
A nighty.
It was
no,
a robe.
It's a robe. He's wearing like a little
wore a
white
nighty.
Silk.
You know
robe.
What? He might wear nighties.
Yeah.
But I'm like, oh my God! It just it goes to show you how bull. The whole, like, you know, him with the Rambo body and the...
If he had a Rambo body, he'd look great in silk pajamas.
At least I wear a sustainable bamboo.
Oh, thank God. Thank you, Cozy Earth. Yes, Josh tweeted, turns out Orange Jesus wears silk PJs to just seduce women while his wife is at home. This is the Messiah of conservative Christianity in the United States. How pathetic and embarrassing. I mean, I think he can only lose... I get there's a core... It's not going anywhere, but I think he can only lose ordinary people that have any ick reflex at all, including some of, you know, the conservative side. Covey tweets, today voters heard Joe Biden condemn anti-Semitism, and then moments later heard that Trump raw-dogged a porn star he said reminded him of his daughter.
I just think I'm going to birth.
That's the other thing. It's like, I think she was more concerned about catching something from him, and rightfully so, than the other way around, because she was saying how strict the standards are in porn. You have to be tested every
The company that she worked for also required condom use during
condom
shoots.
Condom use, even with her husband, and she was saying, you know, that they tested them every...
All the time.
Right.
It's a very regulated business.
Oh, my God. It's a wonder she didn't catch anything from him, because... Sorry. You know what? My gag reflex might be back. I never thought I had one, but, you know, Chris, this is... Woo.
You've never needed one.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, Randy Mayhem Singer said, I will now inject bleach to get Donald Trump in satin pajamas out of my brain. Okay. That is a good use for injecting bleach, to somehow clear your mind's eye of everything we heard yesterday.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Brain bleach.
Yes. Is there such a thing?
Let's invent it.
Maybe a UV light. Maybe if you stick a UV light up your ass, somehow that would clear. I don't know. All right, listen. All I know is it's Man Meat Wednesday.
It is.
And it's purely non-homophobic Man Meat Wednesday.
With an additional piece
of meat. It's a Stephanie Miller roast this morning.
Yes, there's an additional Man Meat.
Yes, Ali Velshi joins us. Very, very exciting. Has a new book out, which is very exciting. And our usual Man Meat.
Mm-hmm.
you know, Bob Seska, mm-hmm. Carlos Alzraki, Malcolm Nance.
Yeah.
19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show. But speaking of meat, it's Man Meat Wednesday. What's in Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend?
Meat.
Meat, meat, meat.
Four
meat,
kinds of meat.
Meat, 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 meat. It's good to be on a shorty ship with meat.
I like meat.
Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Those are the first four ingredients.
That's right.
I didn't know. My old bag of dog food that I thought was premium that I used to feed my Great Pyrenees, meat meal is the first ingredient. You know what that is? No, you don't, because no one does.
It's gross.
Sawdust.
Yeah.
Packing house scraps.
Ugh.
Satin pajamas.
Yeah. Oh, whatever's left in his satin pajamas. Okay, I'm just telling you, they love it. They go crazy. Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw. It's got all kinds of superfoods. It's also got like kale and spinach and sweet potatoes, blueberries, you name it.
I wonder I don't feel as...
Huh? What's happening? I'm hearing voices in my head. Oh, it's the dogs telling me, is the Nature's Blend available yet? Nature's Feast for the kitties.
Yeah.
We have a lot of spokes cats now as well. Dr. Marty loves your pets. That's all I'm telling you. Save 54% off right now, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller.
She's a liar. She's a dingbat. She is an attention strumpet.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. 800-421-9901. That's 800-421-9901.
We are back and bigger than ever, baby. You're invited to Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour. It's the comedy event of the year, and it's coming to a city near you. Join Stephanie with Sexy Liberals, Hal Sparks, John Fugelsang, and comedy duo Frangela for a hilarious ride as they heroically deconstruct the unfolding events of 2024 with an up-to-the-minute, side-splitting evening of comedy. Get your tickets now. Live at the Barrymore Theater in Madison, May 11th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip today about how to get more entertainment for free. I'm going to tell you about a magical place called the library. Seriously, if you have not been to your public library recently, check it out. They have way more than just books these days. They have a ton of movies that you can borrow, and sometimes you can even stream them. Like when my kiddo was younger, we would borrow from the library instead of rent for our Friday night movie night, and then we had a little bit of money left over that we could use for something special. And if your library has an online app, that can be game-changing. I get to read all the magazines for free that I used to pay for at the grocery store. All of the celebrity gossip, none of the guilt. Okay, some of the guilt. And they've also got audiobooks, which really help me get through doing stuff like laundry or, you know, other chores. For more on how to spend less and save more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
Rachel in Minnesota, hi. You're on the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome.
Hey, two things. First of all, Bill Burr has always given me the creeps, and you guys can watch this on YouTube. He does this in multiple of his acts, but he in one of them he does it longer than the other, where he says the funniest thing that he's ever seen is a person kicking a puppy.
No. Oh.
And he says the smaller the puppy, the better, Oy. And the longer they kick them, the better.
Oy.
And then he does this whole thing about how yeah, our parents gave us these dogs. They thought we wanted to bond and love with someone. We really just wanted to take out all of our aggressions on a daily basis.
Okay. I've never watched any.
I've never seen it.
Yeah. I don't. In fact, I know this roast. I was watching, Rachel, the Tom Brady thing. I don't know any of those. But Nikki Glaser, just because I've happened to have met her. Glaser. I happened to meet her at Ben Glebe's birthday party. But I don't know who any of them are. But
wasn't it, what's his face, Jeff Ross? Didn't he host it?
Jeff Ross hosted.
Yeah. Kevin Hart hosted and Jeff Ross.
Okay. Jeff Ross hosts most of the...
Yeah, he's the required by law to be involved in every roast that's ever done until the end of time.
And he's not funny.
Well, I don't. Listen, there was a lot of stuff that was funny. It was... Here's the thing, Chris. We keep saying when they talk about this show isn't PC. We always joke about we're not politically correct enough for liberals, and we're too liberal for conservatives. We have devised a show that appeals to no one. That takes doing, people.
Uh-huh.
It's not easy.
Yet we persevered.
Okay. All I'm saying is, you know, I feel like who's really leading the way, like the Stephen Colberts and Jimmy Kimmels, and they are really, they're doing a lot of great humor that is not sexist and racist and homophobic. It's actually pointing out all of those those parts of Trump. Give me some more Colbert now that we're talking about it. Stephen Colbert on the Stormy trial.
Trump's lawyers tried to prevent Stormy from testifying today before she took the stand. Trump's team objected to her including any details of any sexual acts, to which prosecutors promised details that are too salacious will not be admitted, and that in terms of the sexual act, it's not going to involve any description of genitalia. Boo!
I think he listens, because that's what I said yesterday when Chris was being all prudy and mansplainy. I was like, boo! We would drag through every detail of Bill Clinton's penis all the way through the 90s. I am entitled to some details about the tiny mushroom.
But what does that have to do with the payment?
You have to establish that the act happened, that he had to cover up.
Okay, I don't think
you had to prove that this happened.
I don't think anyone's denying that.
He is.
He is.
His defense team is going to.
He's denying it.
Let's get to some fun facts.
Okay.
He's going to annoy me today, I can tell. You know what? I'm just going to look just right at you.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. How's the ring light on this profile shot? Because I'm just looking at you.
There's shadow.
Fantastic.
You want to say how great the Nixon pardon was again? Okay.
Did I say it was great? No.
Threw him right under that Joe Weinbank's bus.
Uh-huh. But I never said it was great, so you lied.
It was like the scene in, what do you call it? Which one am I thinking of? The Kevin Spacey. You know.
You're comparing me to Kevin Spacey?
No,
not that.
The character. I was actually comparing myself to the character. What am I thinking of?
I don't know.
White House. What's the White House? Oh, House of Cards?
House of Cards, yes. Yeah,
that Frank was, Underwood?
Yes, I was Frank Underwood, and the train was coming. The Jill Weinmix train was coming, and I just, oops, sorry, spoiler alert. I just shoved
yeah, he
in.
Did
and
do
I was
that.
Rooney Mara, or yes. Kate Mara, whichever
yeah,
Mara.
Yeah, Mara.
Yeah.
Right.
It was one of the Maras.
I made myself the bad
the
guy
redhead.
In that
lovely.
Scenario. You're just the unwitting dupe.
You're the FU of this?
29 minutes after the hour. Bob Seska next.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are again ignoring Governor Evers' call to free up $140 million for PFAS cleanup statewide and health care in the Chippewa Valley. Joint Finance Committee co-chair, Representative Mark Bourne.
He could have taken the deal. He decided there were things in there that he couldn't take. That's his choice. That's his right. But that's how he chose to stop that program.
The Joint Finance Committee Tuesday did approve spending $36 million in opioid settlement money. The owners of two Wisconsin wedding barns are suing. They want a Trempealeau County court to block a new state law that forces them to get liquor licenses. Wedding barn owners say the law is too restrictive and too expensive. Bars and restaurants have long complained that wedding barns have enjoyed an unfair advantage. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Madison police are sharing more than 40 surveillance video images in hopes of finding the people who flipped over a car at last week's Mifflin Street block party. No one was injured and no one's been arrested as of last night. Police are asking for tips. In all, more than 80 people were arrested and 14 people suffered medical emergencies, most of them brought on by alcohol. A deck packed with partygoers collapsed, but no one was hurt. A federal appeals court is clearing the way for a high-voltage power line through a nature refuge in southwest Wisconsin. Conservation groups sued to try to stop the line from Dubuque to Middleton. About a mile of it would cross the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge near Cassville. A three-judge appeals court panel struck down a lower court injunction, ruling the lower court did not find the conservationists were likely to win. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. TikTok is suing the U.S. government after a new law passed that is trying to force the sale of the app. The lawsuit is spearheaded by ByteDance, the company that owns TikTok. The law, passed by Congress and signed by President Biden, gives the company 9 months to sell the social media platform to avoid a ban. This must be a blow to influencers and a relief to those of us who know nothing about TikTok. Here's a Schwab emendation that might help if you're looking for good, clean family fun. Check out Unfrosted. The film was released last weekend on Netflix. It's written, directed, and stars Jerry Seinfeld, as well as a host of other famous comedians, including Rachel Harris, Jim Gaffigan, Amy Schumer, Thomas Lennon, and Hugh Grant. It doesn't break any new comedic ground, but it has lots of fun taking shots at history and cereal. Enjoy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms by mid to late afternoon. Our high today, 74, with wind east at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, thundershowers, 48. Tomorrow, clouds and showers in the morning. Some clearing by late afternoon with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
When you finally find your person, you call the one. The search for a truly extraordinary piece of jewelry that embodies all that they are, it can be difficult. That's why the team at Goodman Jewelers in Madison is the place to call. With an award-winning goldsmith on staff, creating a custom, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that reflects every unique detail comes easy. Together, you'll walk through the design process to bring your vision to life. Call 608-257-3644 and trust that Goodman Jewelers will create a treasure you and your loved ones will cherish for generations to come.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done.
At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian Rocky Laporte, who joins the show to talk about his big show in Wisconsin, and Jimmy Cuska joins me to talk sports.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
All right. Christy tweets, take your pick of the grossest stuff Trump did with Stormy so far. She was 27. Trump was as old, if not older, than her dad, 60. When she arrived at Trump's hotel suite, Trump was wearing satin pajamas.
Yeah.
Stormy said, does Mr. Hefner know you stole his pajamas? She's funny.
She's very funny.
She told him to change his normal clothes, which he did. Melania, don't worry about that. We don't even sleep in the same room. I'm comparing Stormy to Ivanka. You remind me of my daughter. She's smart and blonde and beautiful. People underestimate her as well.
I just think I'm going to buy it.
Would you me? Oh, God, I'm so gay. All right, here we go. Except for this guy. Speaking of dreamy. Now I'm back to questioning. Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute. I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska fan.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Oh, hi. Good morning, Bob.
Hi. Of course Donald Trump has silk pajamas. You know, the part that was even more gross was when he appeared with just wearing a pair of boxer shorts.
Yeah.
Apparently completely unaware of what his body looks like. You know, at least, you know, on some level, that's admirable. Like, okay, I'm just going to own this, whatever this is, this microwave hot dog appearance that I have.
You're the only man I want to see in satin pajamas ever.
I don't know. I don't think you want to see that. I don't think anyone wants to see that.
But, you know, Jody sort of pointed out that was the other icky part is he did sort of block her leaving. And, you know, it's the power differential. Yeah. It's the, you know,
I'll get
you out of that trailer park, honey bunch.
Yeah, because he's dangling a carrot, and the carrot is an appearance on that
a
stupid,
baby carrot.
Stupid show.
Very, very small.
A little teeny tiny nose carrot.
The little baby's ones that you can get.
The one at the bottom of the bag. You're like, do I eat this or I throw it out?
Yeah, the gross carrot. Right. It's the gross one. It's got a little bit of mildew on it. Yeah, that one.
But can I just say, you know, and Nicole Wallace said this too, you know, that she feels bad, like labeling, you know, labeling porn star Stormy Daniels, porn star, you know, and when she said, you know, she's a woman and a mother and, somebody said, they said, leave it to like this timeline, Bob, to make porn star a more acceptable term than former president. Yeah. I mean, he has so thoroughly disgraced this office. You know, I did a joke on Twitter, as I was saying, about famous presidential quotes, you know, and spank me with a magazine with my face on it. I mean, it's just, God.
Yeah, it's one of those things, Stephanie, where the Aaron Sorkin old school West Wing politics inside me comes out. And I go, my God, if this was the before times, if we were in the before times right now and news got out that the president was signing hush money payments to porn stars while sitting in the Oval Office, that'd be the end of all things for that president.
We're
talking about old school politics where Howard Dean going, disqualifying.
Somebody
tweeted
that. They said, I'm old enough to remember a woman, not your wife, sitting on your lap was the end of a presidential campaign.
Yeah.
If you watch the Gary Hart movie.
Gary Hart from Beyond the Grave is still screaming like, how does he keep getting away? He can't keep getting away with this. He's doing the Jesse Pinkman thing. Right?
Exactly.
And you know what? By that token, Christy Noem's got to be saying the same thing. Like, oh my God, I lied once about Kim Jong-un and my career is over.
Right.
And Donald Trump does this 3-4 dozen times a day, lies about something or does something horrendous, keeps getting pass after pass after pass. Mm-hmm. Kind of indicative, and I don't mean to come to the defense of Christy Noem.
No, for God's sake.
But there's something about, she has ovaries. That's right. That's the difference between
the puppy murdering,
how she's treated.
Yeah, it's part of the whole DNA, I think, of like Republican women, you know, the tough, you know, Sarah Palin, Sarah Huckabee, we're tough country women, and you snotty liberals don't understand how it's good to shoot a puppy in the face or something, you know.
But the lying
is so like, I stared Kim Jong-un down. Like, the lie, it's always like Trump's. It's like, you know, Nikki Haley threatened me. Like, all these, they're just lies. Like, it's just like Trump, right? Double, triple now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And the thing about that story, the Christy Noem story that gets overlooked, is apparently she was doing the same thing to horses, which is...
goats?
I can't even imagine how horrendous that scene was. Yeah. Christy Noem just all kind of jittery and awkward with a shotgun going out. Okay, horsey, horsey, come here, horsey. And the horses are just running away. Run, run, Christy Noem's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we play this?
I'm not sure.
We don't know if this is from the audio, but you know, it's funny. We just did an AI Biden thing, which was hilarious and clear that it was AI. It was about him having total presidential immunity. But this, you know, someone posted it. We just can't attribute it, but it sounds like it is from, it's what she's described. You know, it went from the audiobook. I mean, this is the thing that she said, when this or that was brought to my attention, I'm like, you wrote it and then you recorded the audiobook. So you presumably know.
Complete nonsense. Right. Yeah. Right. She's doing a horrible job of wiggling out of this one. You mean to tell me that at no point did she see what her ghostwriter was writing? She didn't approve any of this. She didn't dictate the story to her. I mean, how would her ghostwriter know what the story was in the first place?
Yeah.
Without asking Christy Noem, what happened with the dog?
And the goat stories he's doubled and tripled down on and suggested shooting more dogs, like President Biden's dogs.
If she had shot Kim Jong-un, that'd be a different story.
That would be an international incident.
Yes, it would.
Well, that wouldn't put her on Trump's list because he's lover. God.
But there's got to, I mean, there's kind of an upside to that. So I think maybe she would be.
With the caveat, we don't know if this is real from her audiobook, but it's okay. Yeah. This is supposedly.
I know that a lot of people are using attacks.
No, 15. 15.
Later that evening, my uncle, who was the general contractor building our house, called me and he said, "What got into you today?" "Nothing," I responded. "Why?" He said, "Well, the guy said you came barreling into the yard with your truck. You slammed the door, took a gun and a dog over the hill out of sight. They heard one shot. You came back without the dog. Then you grabbed the goat and headed back up over the hill. Then they heard another shot. You came back, slammed the pickup door again, went back. They heard another shot, and then you came back without the goat. They said they hurried back to work before you decided they were next."
That's why I don't think it's real.
I don't know if that's a joke. I don't know if that's in the book.
It's AI.
It just got released. Chris said yesterday, Bob. Yeah. So I don't know. But I mean, it doesn't sound like she's embellishing from what we've heard that she took.
But I think reporters would have asked about that.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, but it's just. Go ahead.
I mean, my role with these people is to assume that it's all true, that it's absolutely true, because they've given us no reason to offer them the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I mean,
Christy Noem's a horrible person. I don't think maybe this story would be a bridge too far for her. I'm just going to assume that it's all true.
And it's always the truth ends up being more horrible when it comes out. Like, she keeps doubling and tripling down on it. Anyway, to your point, Bob, Sunday Divine tweeted, "Call me weird, but my choice for president doesn't owe $545 million in fines or spend his days farting himself awake at his criminal trials." I mean, you and I already thought we were in the most ridiculous timeline, tennis ball machine, fire hose of ridiculous news. And it just, I can't even imagine what's between now and November. Can you?
That's right. The drop in of Will Ferrell screaming, "I feel like I'm taking crazy pills," has been looping through my head endlessly, especially over the last 24 hours, where we wake up yesterday morning and find out about both Jon Stewart and David Plouffe, which was just absolute two stories that I go, is this all a game? Is this all a big show? And all the rich people are in on it and they just don't care. And
thank you.
They're orchestrating all of this for our entertainment. And, you know, whatever happens in November, doesn't matter. It's all going to be fine. And I don't know, because this is what Jon Stewart is doing, is tempting fascism by amplifying something that ultimately is completely irrelevant. Yeah. I mean, obviously, we all know that Joe Biden is old. I can't believe we're back to talking about this again, by the way.
I know. And again, Trump is about to turn 78 in next month.
Of course.
But, I love what you said. You said, at what point did John's cheese slide completely off its cracker? I just like when you say that. You said, seriously, something's broken. First time I noticed what was his Wuhan lab gibberish during the pandemic. Now this, fascism for the comedy content is a weird choice. It's, you know, Bill Maher-ism, it seems like, you know.
Right. And shortly after I tweeted that, someone reminded me of that concert to restore sanity. And that was maybe the beginning part where John was starting to kind of lose the narrative and start down this weird both sides road. And then during the pandemic, yeah, he was on the Colbert show. He was on Late Show with Stephen Colbert and was going off about the Wuhan lab and how coronavirus is actually on the name, on the like the logo of the lab outside and all this conspiratorial Alex Jones style gibberish. And I was going, well, what is that? Is that a bit? And it clearly wasn't a bit. I mean, he was serious about that. And then this ongoing thing hammering Joe Biden for his age, knowing that that damages the only person who's standing between us and the end of democracy.
And misstating.
I think that is immensely irresponsible. And he's going to downplay it. So, oh, I'm just a comedian. I'm just saying things because I'm being funny.
I think misstating and mischaracterizing liberals, Bob, this is part of this whole, you know, PC is killing comedy and this whole, like, him saying, oh, liberals say, don't say he's old. I'm like, none of us say that. We all know he's old. No, there's no liberals saying, don't mention Joe Biden's old. Like, we know that. We're not being snowflakes.
Yes, because we value things like competence and decency and accomplishments and an extraordinarily strong legislative track record. And these things are important to people who see facts and have information in their heads. But then we're getting into this ridiculous, awful, silly season stuff. And it's not silly season that leads to yada, 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 Mitt Romney or John McCain or whoever. It's silly season leading to the rise of Donald Trump again and dictatorship and tyranny and the end of democracy. And so this is like, this is no laughing matter. This is
not
fun. This is not, especially for those of us who would be steamrolled by him.
Yeah. And yet you and Hal Sparks and John Fugelsang and Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, a lot of people are doing really funny comedy today, but also recognizing the existential threat we are up against in this country. I mean, you know, speaking of the pandemic, and you were talking about Stuart, you said Trump didn't manage the pandemic. He managed his own PR and tiny brittle ego. Because of it, 400,000 Americans, including many of his own supporters, suffocated to death in his final 10 months. And just the way you put that, Bob, I forgot what these deaths were like, suffocating to death. And
easily the worst kind of death you could possibly imagine. Yeah. I mean, especially for those of us who have claustrophobia. I mean, I can't even imagine the deaths that occurred. 400,000 of them in his last 10 months in office.
Yeah. And some maggot tweeted, I've never heard one person that was unvaccinated say they regretted it. Have you? And somebody tweeted back there going, I don't know. I don't talk to dead people.
That's right. Right. Ask some of the people in the mass grave outside of New York City. Ask, you know, the people who are in refrigerated trucks out back. You know, there's an element of this where there's kind of a level of empathy for people who want to just delete that from their brain. I mean, it kind of happened with the flu pandemic 100 years ago, where it didn't really get discussed afterwards. It was just so ugly and so awful that people kind of just moved on and tried to forget about it.
No,
and maybe there's an element of that, but we have to remember the politics of what manifested that death and the disaster that it was, where the president of the United States, especially now, had the power to prevent it, and he did not for a variety of reasons, one of which being his ambition, wealth, ego, craving for power, and
Bob,
the rest of it.
I've said it now that I'm single again, and just, you know, for the last couple of months, my COVID PTSD is being retriggered because I'm alone almost as much as I was, you know, during the pandemic. And I understand people just want to block out that period, you know.
Yeah,
I was alone in my house for 2-3 years. I mean, it's not the way humans are meant to live, you know.
Yeah, well, one of the stories that came and went last week that it didn't get a lot of conversation is that one of the things Donald Trump told Time magazine is he wants to close the pandemic preparedness office.
Right, thank you. Right for bird flu.
Bird flu. Right in time for bird flu. That's smart. Let's have that guy back because Jon Stewart says Joe Biden's too old or something.
Oh,
that's or woke something, something, something. We're insane.
You retweeted, Biden took the lead in decision desk headquarters polling for the first time since October. Hashtag don't get happy. I know. Two polls had him up, four points, five points, you know, but it's the polar coaster, because then the week before, you're like, oh my God.
That's one of the things that, as someone who's followed politics for the last 30 years, that's something where I'm having a hard time breaking myself up, going over to RCP and pouring through the numbers and saying, where's this going? Where's this headed? Where were we? And so that's why I end up in this ongoing state of low frequency stress, where I'm constantly seeing these numbers, inflating them in my head, and then Kimberly has to come along and hit me in the back of the head with a magazine and say, hey, look.
As long as it's got your face on it. A magazine with your face on it?
Yes, yes, a copy of Fortune magazine rolled up. I demand it, in fact. If I start going off on polls, hit me in the back of the head with a Fortune magazine.
I thought I was
going
to say the cover of Nerd Monthly.
That's right, Starlog. Hit me in the back of the head with a copy of Starlog, please. Yeah. Yes, that's my preferred publication, periodical.
You had another question. Are these contempt fines violations of his bail terms in D.C. and Fulton? Seems like it. Yeah, we will talk to Glenn Kirshner tomorrow. That's what I would think, because he's out on bail in four trials. People don't seem to understand that, right?
Right, right. I love the idea of him going to jail incrementally, though, in Judge Mershon's court. I think Andrew Weissman was saying on Lawrence's show the other night that there could be a few steps before Donald Trump goes to Rikers, where maybe for a while Donald Trump has to sit in a cage in the courtroom. And sit in a cage.
Like in his beloved Russia. In his beloved Russia. We'll give him a glass, cage.
Right, right. And of course he'd be accustomed to that because he goes outside and stands in a little playpen cage there. They've made a little square for him to stand in with squeaky toys. And
the tiny accordion. Yeah.
Yes, that's right. But so that wouldn't be much of a difference for him. So I think he would get used to that,
I like your suggestion that we use a sports, the air horn. To wake him up.
I brought the air horn.
Okay, hang on.
Yeah, there it is.
Go ahead.
I don't know if you can hear that.
Yeah, go ahead. No, go ahead. Do it
again. If you wake it up.
What?
Okay. Just right up next to the ear, like Danny DeVito does to Ann Ramsey and Throw Mama from a Train. Just goes right up.
Owen!
Owen! Armstrong was playing a solo in my head.
All right. Sexy liberal Hal Sparks noted on your show that it's going to be Vance or Scott for vice president. You said Trump won't. Hal says he won't choose anyone with more than one syllable name.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
That's the key. And it's so smart. Hal was so wise with that observation that Donald Trump doesn't want anyone on the posters or anything who's going to have a longer name than he has.
Yeah.
So he's got to go with someone who has one syllable in their name. That's why Noam would have been perfect. Tim Scott, J.D. Vance. So I think it's going to come down. I think it's J.D. Vance. I'm leaning heavily for J.D. Vance. It's not going to be Tim Scott because of, racist.
Let's just run the ad where he calls him Hitler. I mean, flip-floppy weasel.
That'll be fun.
Bob Seska Show, it is essential to America. Do not ever miss an episode. SexyLiberal.com. We love you, Bob.
Love you, Stephanie. Bye. Bye-bye.
Congratulations on your Nerd Monthly.
Yeah.
15.
I'm being hit on the butt with a Starlog.
Yeah. Starlog. Yeah.
51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Travel pajamas. You know what a lot of people do? Travel sheets.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, once you go Cozy Earth, there's no going back.
That's right.
You feel like you're on sandpaper. Anything else compared to Cozy Earth. The softest, the most luxurious, the most temperature regulated.
Oh.
You know, because I'm traveling all over the country for Sexy Liberal. It's different temperatures everywhere. Did you know that?
I've heard that.
It's a different time in some places. Yes, it
what?
Is.
You're going to have lows in the 40s this weekend.
Yes.
In Madison.
Low 60s during the day. Oh. 40s at night, though.
Long
sleeve, cozy with pajamas. Why are we talking like the guy that owns the show? Okay. We bring our cozy pajamas. Okay. Make sure you do a little social media about that. Type in my code Miller to save 35% at checkout. They are made from viscose from bamboo, famous for temperature regulating qualities. They don't trap uncomfortable heat like lesser grade hotel bedding. Okay. Temperature regulating, cozy earth, bamboo joggers, and pullover crew. That's a great travel outfit. And comfy, so soft. Cozy earth can turn every waking and sleeping moment into pure luxurious bliss. Use my code Miller at CozyEarth.com now for an exclusive 35% off. The code is Miller, 35% off, CozyEarth.com.
Oh, my God!
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, fresh dog food is everywhere right now, but is it the real deal or is it all hype? Well, for me, there are a few issues with it. Number one, it ships frozen, so you have to wait for it to thaw. Number two, you have to store it in the fridge. Once it's defrosted, it can expire pretty quickly. Number three, it's cooked, which can actually destroy a lot of the nutrients your dog needs. Number four, it's messy. You're a busy dog parent. You need a dog food that's great for your pup and easy for you to use. That's why I love feeding Bonnie and Clyde Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's ready the moment it's mealtime. Shelf stable, dry to the touch. so you don't need to squeeze it from a wet pouch. Ew. Plus, unlike most fresh dog food that's cooked with high heat, Nature's Blend is freeze-dried raw, meaning it has an optimum amount of nutrients your dog needs for their health and happiness, and a flavor and texture they'll find irresistible. 54% off Nature's Blend, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
A healthy weight, more energy, and smooth, regular bowel movements. Three things everyone strives for.
It's me, Chuck Norris. There's one really important thing we don't talk about enough. Our health. Achy joints, digestive issues, weight gain, and fatigue. We're told these are normal signs of aging. So working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick.
Morning Kick is a revolutionary formula combining 10 different supplements in one. Probiotics that help you lose weight. Prebiotics for digestion. Superfoods for muscles and joints. And several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, focused, and help manage stress.
Anybody can achieve great health regardless of their age.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com. Use code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off today.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee.
Text Stephanie to 511-511. Morning Kick.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Hey folks, Stephanie Miller here. As an enlightened progressive, you know how important it is to do business in accordance with your politics. That's why Solidarity Realty is my favorite real estate firm in Madison. Solidarity Realty is a local independent realty company that lives their values. They provide outstanding expertise and protect your best interests while building community and promoting sustainability and diversity. Vive la resistance! Find them today at SolidarityRealty.com. And don't forget, tell them Stephanie Miller sent you.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The weather impacts everything, and the history of windmills includes using the weather. In this case, the wind, to help mill grain and pump water. The modern windmills that you see across Wisconsin today are often called wind turbines. These still use the wind, but now it's to produce electricity. And a new study shows that turbines can also lower the daytime temperature while keeping it warmer at night. The moving air protects crops from frost. It's a weather-ready fact. And Saturday, May 11th, is National Windmill Day. If you really want to celebrate, save June 5th through the 9th. Because it's Windmill Days in Baldwin, Wisconsin, a celebration of Dutch heritage and the windmills in the village. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Stephanie Miller.
She's crafting. She counts around. She's crafting.
Yeah, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Ellie Belshi coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Very, very exciting. Malcolm Nance, Carlos Alzraki. Chris, who said it is worth pausing from time to time to realize not only that American politics hasn't always been like this, but also that it doesn't have to remain this way. Breaking free of a bizarre timeline is a matter of will. It can start with realizing that the broader context surrounding Trump's trial reflects political madness.
Rocket J. Squirrel.
No. Rachel Maddow, National Treasure. God bless the United States and God bless Rachel Maddow. It is true. Can you imagine breaking free of this ridiculous timeline at some point? Please, God. It would be a glorious moment. All right. Lots to talk to Ellie Belshi about. Can't wait. Next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Radio 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we welcome back to the program our friends Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigvi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. We'll discuss what's going on and take your phone calls.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.